Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning. So today I want to talk about doing it for yourself and have us meditate on you doing it for yourself. If you're new today and don't know the techniques, you're going to learn some wonderful information that can help you do things for yourself. And that is what we're all about. So take a nice deep breath and close your eyes, and if you'll sit with your hands and feet apart, this helps your energies flow more freely. Sit back in your chair and relax. Start by tuning into yourself. Step one, know yourself. Step two, do it for yourself. Take a nice deep breath. And I want you to start doing for you by grounding. Grounding is a flow of energy from your body to the larger body, planet Earth. So allow that energy to flow from your first chakra, which is near the base of your spine, through the chair, through the floor, through the earth, all the way to the center of the earth. And be aware that you, the spirit, are creating your experience. You are doing for yourself. Every time you ground, you draw your attention back to you, and you begin to function within your personal system where your energy is able to create. You are spirit. You have a physical body. And as I'm speaking of doing it for yourself, I am speaking of you, the spirit, not your poor, overworked body. So doing it for yourself is you, the spirit, coming to the body, using the information that you have, and taking responsibility for your creativity, doing it for yourself. As I said, you are spirit, and in this physical world, you see yourself and others as a bright spark of light. So allow that bright spark of light that's you to come to the top of your head. Just stop there for a moment. Let that spark just shine and tingle and be right on the top of your head. Take a moment to know yourself, the spirit. Let the body know you. And allow you to know your body. And slide comfortably right into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Let that light shine in the center of your head. Then we're going to start out with how you're not doing it and move into some more fun things like how you are. So I want you to start by meditating, if you will, on how you are not doing it for yourself. And a good way to tune into that is notice if there's anyone you're blaming for anything. If you are blaming anyone, this is an area in which you are not doing it for yourself. And the reason you're blaming them is you're guilty about something, and it's something you're not dealing with. Oh, it's all my mother's fault. Oh, whoops, must be guilty because you haven't decided to become an adult. Oh, it's all my husband's fault. Maybe you're guilty because you're mean to him. Take a nice deep breath and use your grounding to let go of the emotions that emerge as you, the spirit, begin to tune in to areas in which you are not doing it. You are not taking responsibility for yourself. Take a nice deep breath. And can use your grounding to let go, let go, let go, let go of any area in which you are not doing it for yourself. You are spirit, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, and you're expecting your poor body to carry the load? Increase your grounding. And those of you who know how, please ground the room. Tune in to your grounding and how it helps you do it for yourself. Right now, you are allowing yourself a spirit to be in or near the center of your head, where you have a neutral perspective of your life, your creativity. And you're grounding and using your grounding to release inappropriate behavior. Ways you are not doing it for yourself. If you've run out of things to let go of, I'd like to suggest any way you're trying to fix someone else. Guess what? This is not doing it for yourself. Are you doing it for yourself? Are you healing you? Are you letting go of fear and hate and pain, grief and guilt and remorse? Are you doing that? Are you blaming the world for these things that you have created within yourself? Keep letting go. Now, to help our cleansing process, our letting go, because this is a very important part of doing it for yourself, just create a bright gold sun above your head. And let that sun shine into you and through you, filling your body, your spiritual energy system, that clear, neutral gold energy. Let it keep flowing all the way into the earth, healing the earth. Experience that neutrality. Experience the cleansing. And validate you, the spirit, are doing for yourself. You're using your grounding to let go. You're using the gold energy to heal and release. You are focusing a spirit in the center of your head, where you could be neutral about the little muck-ups you're looking at right now. Breathe in, breathe out. We, as spirit, are here on planet Earth to create and communicate, to learn, to grow. Ideally, we're going to choose God and move toward that vibration. But planet Earth is a wonderful, exciting place of dichotomies where every possibility is available. That's why we come here, so that we can choose God freely, completely of our free will. And to do this, it's absolutely essential for you to do it for yourself. You must do it for yourself and be the one who truly chooses God. Take a nice deep breath. And just meditate for a moment on some of the choices that you've made to not do it for yourself. Maybe you just decided to devil someone by disrupting their work. Let it go down your grounding cord. Maybe you decided decided to take a little something that wasn't yours here or there, or blame somebody for something that was actually your doing. Are we having fun yet? Use your grounding and let go, let go, let go. Now meditate for a moment, if you will, on someone you're trying to get to do it for you because you're not doing it for yourself. Let's say you're really busy out there trying to do it for all these other people. And you're sitting there saying, I need help, help me, I can't do it. Who do you go to save you, to do it for you? Let that person go. Take a nice deep breath. Let go of that person you believe is going to save you. And I bet they'd like to, but guess what? They cannot. It doesn't work in this setup. If it did, we would no longer have free will. My favorite hero is Jesus. He never said he healed anyone. He said to people, your faith healed you. You healed yourself. And the reason Jesus was such an amazing presence on this earth is because he did it for himself. He used his spiritual techniques. He raised his vibration to an unbelievably high level. And he told all of us we can do that also. So go back to letting go of who you want to do it for you. Now don't misunderstand, this doesn't mean you're alone and don't have help. That's part of doing it for yourself. To be brave enough to have people with you, to share yourself with others. Let go of believing Jesus is going to save you or God is going to save you. You have freedom. The freedom to save or not save yourself. The freedom to do it for yourself or not. The freedom to live yourself as spirit or not. Take a nice deep breath and let go. Give yourself permission to meditate on letting go of the people you're trying to do it for and the people you're trying to get to do it for you. Start to tune in to what happens when you do it for yourself. Now let's meditate for a few moments on how you are doing it for yourself. Most of you here take time to meditate on a regular basis. Wow, that's my number one recommendation for doing it for yourself. I look around the room, it looks like most of you are doing it for yourself in that you're clothed, fed, housed. You're taking care of your body. I'll give you a few moments to just meditate on how you, the spirit, are doing it for yourself. There are as many paths to God as there are souls. Doing it for yourself is following your path. How are you doing that? Now meditate for a moment on some things you'd like to do for you, to do it your way, to do what you want. Other people can recommend things, other people can teach you things, other people can help you. Other people can do lots of things for you, but you have to ultimately make the choice and do it for yourself. I have a wonderful story about that. A friend of mine's mother had kidney failure and needed a kidney transplant. And she was just about to get one after many years of suffering. And she got an infection, and so they couldn't, of course, do the transplant. And finally the doctor said to her, "I have done everything in the medical profession that can be done to help this so that we can give you your transplant. It's up to you." And sure enough, she heard the man and went home. And after 2 days, she healed the infection and was able to have the transplant. What do you need to heal? What do you need to do for yourself in order to create a completely new quality of life? Because this woman went literally from the walking dead to a very bright and energetic woman. Look around you. Are your surroundings pleasing, or are they a mess? Are you letting yourself have loving family and friends in your life, or are you suffering? You are the creator. What are you doing for yourself? What do you want to do? Take a nice deep breath. Tune into that bright spark of light that's you, the spirit, all-knowing, all-powerful, infinitely creative, and find a little amusement about how you limit yourself. And let the limits go down your grounding cord. Let the interference that you have stored in your body go down your grounding cord so that you, the spirit, can flow through the body, doing it for yourself, creating what you are here to do on planet Earth. It takes courage to shine through your body as spirit. It takes courage to do it for yourself. So let's take the next 5 minutes and communicate with the soul who had the courage to really shine through his body. Jesus Christ was amazing. He's just like you and me, spirit in a body. Courageous enough to shine through his body so much that others could see and have and experience that light of God through his body. I'm not expecting any of us to get there, but we can certainly use him as an example and receive his encouragement and validation So you get a few minutes of silence to talk with Jesus about doing it for yourself. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus for so much wonderful information, energy, validation. And ask his help this week in letting go. Letting go of anything that stops you from doing it for yourself. And ask him for his encouragement and validation for when you do things for yourself. Oh my gosh, I stopped and got myself a drink of water. Instead of rushing around, that's wonderful. Please validate all your successes, small or large, in doing it for yourself. Oh my gosh, I was kind to that person instead of mean just because I was in a hurry. I stopped. I was able to be kind. Make sure you ask and receive from Jesus validation for all of the ways you do it for yourself this week. Now we'll end our meditation in our usual manner of taking time for our communion with God. And I don't know of any more wonderful way to do it for ourselves than by communing with God. So I want to encourage you to do this every day, to refresh yourself, renew yourself, to clear yourself. Take the time to do this for you, to communicate with God. So say hello to your God and allow your grounding and the gold energy to help you in your communion with God. We'll take a few minutes of silence for your communication with God. Take a nice deep breath. Thank God for all that we have. Validate. You can do it for yourself. You have permission to do it for yourself. You're here to do it for yourself. You can be all grown up and do everything you want for yourself. How exciting. This is planet Earth. Your choice. You get to pick what you eat, where you go, who you're with, how you act. You have total free will to do it for yourself. Will you thank God for this, please? And ask God to help you use your techniques all week so that it's easy for you, the Spirit, to do it for yourself in this slightly opposing physical world. Bring your attention here to the physical world in your body. Reinforce your grounding. When you're ready, bend forward and release some energy.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the Spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.